Hello everyone and welcome to Celestial Weather. This is an astrological forecasting show where we talk about the current planetary weather. This means we talk about what the planets are doing in the sky and the rays of the planets as they're cast onto the earth and the showers of divine wisdom that comes down to us, and we explore how we can take in, you know, this weather, the rain of the planets in good ways. And we also talk about ways that we might struggle and ways that we can cope with difficult energy. And my name is June Rose Trimbach, and I'm an astrologer based in Olympia, Washington. So the date today is Sunday, December 17th, 2017. And we're going to be talking about the astrology of the coming week. So thank you for listening to the show today. So let's begin with talking about the new moon that is today. So actually on my show last week, I talked a lot about the new moon that's happening today. Because usually I record the show on Monday, and then I talk about the week from Monday to Monday. But I'm recording this show early this week, and the new moon is today, so I'm feeling called to just talk a little bit more about that first. So new moons are like, they are like seed times. A seed time is like, you know, time to get to the core of an issue, the core of a being. It's a time to sink into, you know, the pureness of an archetype, right? Because the sun and the moon are the same sign, of course. You know, it's a new moon in Sagittarius. So it's a time to really sink into, you know, what Sagittarius is about. And of course, there are many other planets in Sagittarius right now, including Mercury, Venus, and Saturn. So it's a time to really sink into the Sagittarian archetype. And, you know, one of the things that I talked about last week was really the importance of belief and of figuring out, you know, what you believe, questioning your beliefs. And it was really interesting because, you know, here's a personal anecdote from my life. I got into a conversation this morning with my mom about astrology, about what it means to believe in astrology and the power of belief, you know, because, you know, my mom's a little bit of a skeptic, but we just had a long conversation about the power of belief, you know, the power of belief in healing. And so it's interesting, you know, I have Sagittarius in my fourth house, my house of home, you know, and I traveled home, and, you know, I'm having a conversation with my mom about this. So there's a very direct and literal way that this has, you know, manifested in my life. So that's just an anecdote, you know, a personal anecdote that I wanted to share. But for all of us, you know, it is important to reflect on that right now. With this new moon, and, you know, belief can show up in many different ways. One of the things that I'm reminded of is like a teaching that I've heard about, that it's not really, you know, I can't remember who said this, and I'm just paraphrasing, but it's not about having a structured belief. It's about having faith, you know, the idea that belief and faith is different, right? Like when you have a belief, it's like something that, you know, like if you believe that for every good act you do, you know, something good will come back to you, right? And you live your life by that belief. That's one thing. But then what happens when something really bad happens to you? And then you try to reconcile that belief, like, I must have done something bad to deserve this. You know, but what if you didn't? And then that's when beliefs can start to crumble. But the idea of faith is more malleable, because in that situation, if you had faith, you could, you know, maybe you would feel as though, even if you didn't deserve it, maybe there was a reason you were experiencing that, you know, or maybe there was some kind of higher power or something. I mean, you know, there's different ways of having faith too. But you see, like, faith can be malleable to different situations, whereas, like, sometimes beliefs can box you in. So, I can't remember, you know, where I read that, but I think it's a really interesting thing to think about right now. So, new moon in Sagittarius, you know, to really think about what that means, especially at the very end of Saturn, you know, Saturn's cycle in Sagittarius. So this, you know, the new moon is conjoined with Saturn, so we have to, you know, of course, consider Saturn and Sagittarius, which I've talked about in this show so much, and this is the last few days before Saturn goes into Capricorn, which I believe is happening on Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, depending where you live, but we just have a few more days of Saturn in Sagittarius, and so this new moon, even though new moons are technically associated with beginnings, this is also an ending. And to think about the way our beliefs have changed over the last 2.5 years and the way that our faith has either grown or diminished, if we feel wiser, or if we feel boxed in by our beliefs, it's a really good time to evaluate where we are, where we stand in this regard. You know, because that's so much what Saturn in Sagittarius is about, you know. And this is probably going to be, you know, one of the last times we even talk about it on the show. Because it'll be another, you know, 28 years before Saturn comes back around to Sagittarius. So, yeah, I mean, the density, the hardening of belief, the solidifying of belief structures. But if we reframe Sagittarius about not being about belief, because sometimes the solidifying of belief itself can be damaging, right? Like, if you believe that, you know, Muslim people are dangerous, for example, like, that's a very dangerous, like, damaging belief to have, you know. That's my opinion, but, you know, I'll just say that. Whereas, if you think of Sagittarius as being more about faith, and the solidifying of faith, right, it opens it up, it changes the conversation so that it's not about one thing that you're holding dear, but rather about an energetic experience of trust in the universe or trust in life. You know, I often think of faith as being very similar with trust. So, it's something really interesting to think about, I think, like, and just examining our own belief structures that we have maybe developed over the time that Saturn has been in Sagittarius, because likely, you know, we have been doing a lot of development in these areas in the last 2.5, 3 years. And if we think about the shift or the transition in thinking from belief to faith, and if we have, you know, what have we found faith in? Is there anything that we have found faith in? Or conversely, you know, have we lost faith? Which I think is a very real manifestation also of Saturn in Sagittarius. Because it's like, you know, Saturn tends to take things away if they're not, you know, living up to a high standard. You know, faith that didn't really fit the world, or faith that was unrealistic. Maybe those were taken away, or those, you know, beliefs might have been taken away if they didn't really live up to the world. And we can also see, like, more damaging things, maybe, where it seems like, you know, we can see how this can be damaging. So I think it's just really something really interesting to think about. You know, it's been Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius too, which is, you know, strengthening this kind of notion of questioning beliefs, questioning, you know, why should I have faith? And we'll have Mercury going direct really soon after the solstice. I believe on Friday and Saturday we'll have Mercury stationing direct, which, just to name, you know, Friday and Saturday as being really strong days for Mercury. You know, whenever a planet is stationary, it's kind of like they do kind of command attention, or they command space in the sky. You know, so with Mercury stationing direct, you know, next weekend, this coming weekend, it is a good time to actually maybe come out with something. You know, Mercury stationing direct is really a powerful time to open up the voice and to speak, you know, speak truth, speak your truth, to share something that you learned while Mercury is retrograde. Mercury retrograde generally is a time that's, it may be more useful for reflection, for inward thinking, for preparation, organizing, cleaning, for personal mental experiences, for personal mystical experiences. And then when Mercury stations direct out of that, it's kind of a time to share what you've learned. So consider that this weekend. And Mercury is stationing direct at 13 degrees of Sagittarius. And the new moon today is 26 degrees of Sagittarius. We also know that this new moon is like really closely trine Uranus. And so there's some kind of a liberating factor. This idea almost that we could be liberated from past belief structures that are harmful. I think we can remain open to that possibility right now. And to just be aware. Just really open your mind to be aware of belief, of faith, of the ways that it does box you in. Even, you know, even if you consider yourself like an open-minded person, you know, sometimes there's things that escape us. And also, you know, having skepticism, you know, I think that's a big part of Saturn's role too. And Mercury's role as well. So being open to skepticism. And like, you know, it's interesting this morning when I was talking with my mom, you know, it was kind of like, I was feeling like there was this thing like, when you open yourself to skepticism or to a skeptic who doesn't believe like what you believe, you're also, if you really open yourself to the possibilities of that conversation, A, you can find common ground, and B, there's also like a magic. Because, you know, seeing someone who lives outside of your worldview, you know, who has a different worldview than yourself, it's I think it's an important thing to do, and to have that flexibility of mind. And maybe that's part of Mercury in Sagittarius, is kind of opening to see, like, you know, that there's people in this world that have different worldviews, and that, you know, the yes and way of thinking. Yes, this is true, and this is true. Yes, astrology makes no rational sense, and it works. Anyway, so let's move on, because the major shift that's happening this week is Saturn moving into Capricorn. And, you know, I will say that I'll probably have more to say about it once the shift actually happens and I'm feeling what it likes. You know, I'm a very feeling type of astrologer. I like to feel things. You know, I have Mercury in Cancer, if that means anything to you. Anyway, so Saturn moving into Sagittarius, we're moving away from this thing about, you know, moving away from the hardening of belief structures and the kind of like preaching the beliefs rather than the faith that we've seen, I think. So we're moving away from that kind of territory. We're moving into a totally different world. So the foundation, Saturn is often considered, you know, the foundation of things, you know, of the world. So with Saturn shifting into Capricorn, the whole foundation of things kind of just shifts. I'm not saying, like, the foundation's going to crumble necessarily, you know, because we'd have to look at the Saturn-Pluto conjunction to start talking about that. But just that the underlying, maybe motivation, or the underlying kind of theme is shifting, right? So Saturn is about things like solidifying and becoming hard and dense. That's why it's about the foundation, because it's like this process of things becoming more dense. But Saturn also is associated with decay. This is because Saturn is associated with winter. So winter is the time, you know, if you live somewhere where there is winter, winter is a time when things begin to die away. So there is often, like, loss associated with Saturn's archetype, which is why Saturn in Sagittarius would also be associated with, like, loss of belief or, like, loss of faith. But it's also associated with, like, density and the hardening. And you just kind of have to have, like, a loose framework for thinking about these things, because we're talking really generally about how, like, everyone on the planet is going to experience this. So it's very general. But yeah, Saturn in Capricorn, it's moving, so it's the density and decay function to bring things in, draw them in, make them harder, make them denser, and have everything else fall away. And it also has to do with starkness, because, you know, in winter, the deciduous trees lose their leaves, and we can see, it's like you can see everything in the woods. Like, you know, in the summer, when there's all these leaves, everything is so lush and beautiful, and there's so much to look at, but it's also, like, everything is so full. In the winter, things die away. You can see deeper. You can penetrate deeper into the woods. You know, you can see what's going on. You can also reach areas that you couldn't really reach before because of foliage. So there's a starkness. Things die away. That's why Saturn also has to do with the skeleton, with the bones in the body, because it has to do with the bones in the trees, you know, the trees without leaves. So it's the body without flesh and skin. And we also know, you know, bones are kind of hard and dense, like tree trunks are kind of hard and dense. So, this is Saturn's territory, this is Saturn's terrain. So Capricorn is a sign that actually is ruled by Saturn, so it's actually considered one of Saturn's home signs. So Saturn's moving into his home, his, her, it, whatever you want to call it. Saturn's moving into its home sign. So it's moving into winter. It's moving into its home sign of of winter, and it's very interesting, you know, because this idea that Saturn will have more power than it had in Sagittarius. Saturn will have more power. And so what does that mean? Because there is this thing about Saturn taking things away and loss. So there is this potential for loss. But loss isn't always bad. It's like, you know, sometimes we believe that it is, right? We believe that it's bad to lose things. But sometimes it's just necessary. It's just part of life. Everyone has to die. You know, another one of Saturn's kind of terrains. And Saturn is definitely associated with necessity and winter and the turning of the wheel, you know. And loss is just a part of life. Death is just a part of life. So this doesn't mean, you know, that something like really bad is going to happen necessarily. Right? You've got to keep an open and flexible mind. What it could mean is that things in our life that don't serve us anymore die away in the next 2.5, 3 years. So for the next, you know, 3 years, it could be things dying away that are ready to go. This could be aspects in any part of our life. And you especially want to look at, if you can, look at which house Capricorn is in your natal chart. So if you figure out which house Saturn will be transiting through, that can give you a little bit more of the idea of an idea of, you know, what areas of life might you experience loss in. But it's not all about loss, because winter is not all about loss. Winter also teaches us perseverance and hardship. It does make us stronger. You know, that we can almost think about like measuring our lives in terms of how many winters we've gone through. And we can also think of how like different periods of our life when we've endured hardship and how we've come out differently from that experience. You know, that's a very Saturnine kind of way of thinking. So when the extra fluff, the extra foliage is dropped from the trees and we have the starkness of the bones of our life, we're dealing with the foundation of our life. You know, things that we really, like, need, like, our job, our, you know, our family, our, you know, these very, like, core things. You know, you might have, of course, different things in your life that are your foundation aspects of your life. But it's this idea of things falling away and discovering the real foundation of your life. You know, and we'll see this on a collective level as well, perhaps. So, what are the bones of your existence? You know, and yeah, it's different for every person. But getting into deeper connection with the things that are of necessity to you. Like, what is it really necessary for you to do? You know, this is very Saturn in Capricorn. And it is, you know, it is about hardship, you know, because winter is about hardship. But what is winter also about? Winter also is about kind of like reaping. Like, it depends on how much you prepared in the earlier seasons, you know. And if you were like, if you prepared tons of food and you got your shelter all set up and like you were just like ready for winter, it might not be so bad. Now, if you did it, if you slacked on the preparations for winter, it could be really difficult. This is another aspect of Saturn, the idea that you can be kind of like reaping rewards of the past if you put in a lot of effort in the past. And if you haven't, like the areas of life where you've let things go, you know, we tend to struggle with those areas. So it's like the themes of Saturn are going to be more prevalent. The themes about like working hard, like, you know, like preparation, like making sure everything's in its place for winter, you know, for this dark time of year. So Capricorn, let's talk a little bit more about Capricorn. Capricorn is a cardinal earth sign. So cardinal signs tend to like initiate things, you know, and they, the cardinal signs, you know, in the tropical zodiac are connected with the turning points of the year, the summer solstice, the winter solstice, and the equinoxes. And so there is this concept of like a turning point in the cardinal signs, kind of having like an extra force to turn things, to change things, to bring strength and power. So Saturn moving into its own sign is very powerful, especially because it's Capricorn. And it's this idea that we can turn and initiate things like foundations and the bones of projects. It's like we can have this extra force to really strengthen the foundation of our lives and strengthen the foundations of the projects we're working on, you know, be they, you know, interpersonal relationships, you know, intellectual projects or like physical creations, whatever they may be, strengthening the foundations of these projects and really bringing this force of creation and manifestation. You know, because Saturn has this other, because Saturn is so dense, it's really associated with the physical world. And Saturn, you know, has often been kind of associated with like the root chakra, for example, because it's like the thing that ties you to the earth. You know, in the Kabbalistic scheme, Saturn is often associated with Malkuth, or like the physical incarnated world. And Saturn also, in one of the schemes of the joys are the houses that the planets are said to rejoice in. In one of those schemes, Saturn was actually said to have its joy in the first house, because the first house is the house of birth and incarnation. So Saturn is very associated with this idea of incarnation in the physical universe. So Saturn moving into its own sign of Capricorn, which is also like a cardinal sign associated with initiation and change, and then an earth sign, and earth is also associated with the physical incarnation. It's extremely about this, about creation, about manifestation, about the physical world, which can be very demanding. You know, for people who are very Capricornian, like, this might not come as a shock. You know, people who are very used to working with the physical world, working with money, you know, even though money is kind of abstract, to be honest, but working with their hands, creating things, like builders and stonemasons, like there's even something very Saturnine about that. You know, people who are used to any of these kinds of works might not be like as phased by Saturn moving into Capricorn. People who are more like emotionally focused or just like not as good at like moving things around in the physical plane or like, you know, being super incarnate and super active in the physical world might have like a little bit more trouble with Saturn and Capricorn. But again, you know, it depends on your birth chart. So Saturn in Capricorn, it is so much about manifestation, about like really working hard to create something, really working hard to, you know, make sure your house is like safe and like well insulated, and like, you know, and the house can be metaphor or like literal. You know, if we're talking about like a literal house, because, you know, the transits, we don't know how they're going to show up just from looking at the transits. You know, you have to look at how they act in your own natal chart in order to get a better idea of how they're actually going to show up. But they can show up in very like physical ways, you know, like, oh, Saturn's in Capricorn, you know, maybe I'm like, you know, making sure my house is like safe, that the foundation is good, like literally like working on the foundation of your house, you know what I mean? You know, Saturn in Capricorn is also just like cutting excess spending. It's like, you know, and excess is not like a thing that is probably going to fly in the next 3 years. I mean, it might get a little bit better, you know, when Jupiter moves into Sagittarius, there might be a little bit more things like helping with like abundance, like abundant energy will increase when Saturn moves into Sagittarius, but, you know, when Jupiter moves into Sagittarius, but for now, we're not going to have that. You know, we've got Jupiter in Scorpio, which isn't exactly the most abundant a place for Jupiter to be, and then Saturn in Capricorn. So it is very much like working with what you have and working with what you really need. And if you focus on the things that you really need and like strengthening those, I think that's a pretty good strategy for working with Saturn in Capricorn. So these are just some introductory themes, and we're going to talk about Saturn in Capricorn a lot more. But, you know, we should remain open to what this could remain open to possibilities, because, you know, there's more possibilities for what it can mean. Almost endless, right? Saturn in Capricorn, you know, it also has to do with the mountain. I often think of Capricorn as being about mountains. You know, it's associated with the mountain goat. But, you know, an older kind of symbol of Capricorn was the fish goat. You know, it's like the front half of it is like a mountain goat, and the back half of it is a fish, or you know, it's like a serpent-y fish tail. And there is something, like there is a sense in Capricorn that is connected with the primordial waters. And there is something about rising out of the sea to climb the mountain, like rising out of the primordial soup to like become individuated, or to become, you know, kind of like strong individual connected to God. There's something extremely aspiring about Capricorn. Capricorn is often associated with like this idea of like building huge monuments. And that's something we can look for. And this idea of kind of like forging, you know, laying the foundation, laying the tradition. You know, Capricorn and Saturn both are often really associated with tradition, with the past, and with things that are old, because of Saturn's association with dying and the end of life. So things that are old, you know, we might see a resurgence of like older traditions coming. We already kind of have that actually in some ways, but tradition can be good or bad, you know, and that's another thing like I've been saying on the show a lot, like you cannot tell morality from the planets. Planets can manifest in like moral ways and immoral ways, because morality is something for humans to determine, and I don't think it's something that the planets really necessarily emanate just in and of themselves. So, yeah. Saturn, things dying away, but also looking at the bones of society. And that's also why it's tradition. Because when you look at like the bones of society, you can see how old they are. And you look at like, well, what is really going on here? What is really the structure of the society and where did it come from? That's a very Saturn and Capricorn experience. And then if you look back, you know, you can see like, wow, the way our society is structured, you know, maybe has been this way for thousands of years. You know, maybe we see parallels between BC civilizations and the way, you know, power was spread between people. You know, maybe we see really old traditions in the way we do things now. Because when you strip away all the newness of technology and it kind of like the abundance that we have, you know, when you strip that away and look to see the way things are really laid out and the way things are distributed, you know, you kind of wonder, you know, how much have people really changed? And you really get to this sense of the bare bones of the situation, the bones of people, and you strip things away. So this is not going to be a necessarily like easy time period. I mean, Saturn moving into its own sign, it is like Saturn is commanding attention for the next, well, to be honest, for the next 6 years, because the sign after Capricorn is Aquarius, which is Saturn's other home sign. So we're going to have 6 years of Saturn being in its own sign. So for the next 6 years, this is a pretty long time period we're talking about. We're going to be really, really evaluating, you know, our own personal authority and responsibility and wisdom. You know, these are the other kinds of, you know, often when we're psychologizing Saturn, we talk about it as like an authoritarian complex or something like that. And like, you know, if we're projecting like our inner authority onto someone else, you know, maybe it comes up like that. But yeah, because, you know, we talked about the responsibility of like preparation for winter. And we were talking about the older traditions and we're talking about also the structure of society. So you can see how authority and responsibility are a huge theme to Saturn and Capricorn and to Saturn in general. So it is a time to look at this, you know, to look at the structures in place, who has the power, who has the authority. And it's a time also to look within. You know, winter is often a time to look within. And when the leaves fall, when the snow falls, and we're left with our lives, you know, do you have the power in your own life, you know, to take responsibility for yourself and your actions? And, you know, is there some area of life in which you feel you are an authority? Or rather, are you the authority over your life? The question of sovereignty, personal sovereignty, is also a concern here. So these themes are Saturn and Capricorn in a nutshell. And do you feel how they're different from when we talked about Saturn and Sagittarius? I mean, I certainly do. It's much more stark, and it's much more about responsibility, and there's a sobering quality. To be perfectly honest, I think this is going to be a very sobering time. When we sober up and we begin to see reality for what it is, when the distractions, you know, and the abundance of spring and summer fade away, we're left with the bones. And the bones are an interesting thing. When we sober up and see reality, sometimes it can be a very melancholic experience. And of course, Saturn was the planet associated with melancholy, and often Saturn's associated with depression. Depression relates to this in two ways. A, when we're seeing reality clearly, sometimes it's depressing. We get depressed. But B, the question of sovereignty and authority. Sometimes when we feel as if we cannot take authority for ourselves, or we're not the authority in our life, or if we feel as though we do not have the sovereignty to decide for ourselves what we do, that can be also part of depression. So this is going to be a time period maybe where if you struggle with depression, some of this might really come up. You know, are you willing to take responsibility for your life? You know, is it time for that? I did want to touch on like the fact that Saturn also has a mystical nature. And some of this comes from this idea of contemplation. Contemplating reality is a very Saturnine thing to do. And although, you know, Capricorn is an earth sign, and so Saturn in an earth sign is very literal. It is very much about the physical world and contemplating the physical world. But there's something to be said about the bones, and there's something to be said about tradition. And sometimes I wonder if, you know, there is a spiritual implication here. We know, like, divining with bones is a common practice, you know, in a more, I guess, shamanic cultures, divining with the bones. And, you know, we're often looking at, you know, elders or revered, you know, medicine people who would do these practices. And there is something Saturnine about this, because there's something to do with authority and, you know, respecting spiritual authority. There's something to say about, like, that role, like, being, you know, being the medicine person of a tribe or community. You know, it is a role of authority and responsibility that, you know, you have to rise to. This idea of the tradition that you're carrying, of being, you know, someone who, like, carries the tradition of a community of people. So there is a almost kind of a spiritual connection with Saturn and Capricorn there, in terms of honoring the way that we carry traditions. You know, and all of us, you know, probably carry some kind of tradition, whether it's just like a family tradition or something like that, or if it's, you know, something bigger than that. But it is something to think about, the way we carry ourselves, our authority, the way that we live up to the tradition that we claim to be a part of. I think is a big component. And I think, you know, some people have said this, you know, I was looking at some of the, like, shamanic astrology school people have been talking about this. You know, that school, I think, started by Daniel Giammario and some of the astrologers that trained with him and worked with him. I've seen them talk about this, Capricorn as being the grandmother wisdom. Actually, I think, talked with Daniel about this. The grandmother wisdom, right? The old ways. You know, Saturn, of course, being associated with elders. The wisdom of the elders often, like, you know, in the United States, for example, you know, elderly people are, like, very often not revered, right? And maybe it says something about our nation, the way that we often treat or elderly people, you know, as a society. You know, their wisdom might not necessarily be the most revered kind of wisdom. But in a more abstract spiritual sense, like the wisdom of the grandmothers, you know, or like medicine women, medicine men, there is something there. There is something about tradition and something about, you know, what the elders know. You know, they've been through life. So hanging out with people older than you, you know, it's great to do, and for the next 6 years, it might be helpful, you know. It's a theme, anyway. So Saturn's moving into Capricorn on, I believe it is Tuesday, and then, the Sun will move into Capricorn on the winter solstice. Well, in the northern hemisphere, it is the winter solstice. If you're in the southern hemisphere, it's the summer solstice. But Saturn, the Sun moves into Capricorn on Thursday. And so we immediately have a Sun-Saturn conjunction at 0 degrees Capricorn. That, of course, is the solstice point. So this is actually a very powerful day, and it actually marks a very powerful time period. So I would recommend paying attention to what happens on this day, and I would recommend listening for wisdom, listening for your wisdom self, paying attention to the signs. Paying attention to if it seems like things are going to start falling away. You know, do you cling to them or do you let them die? You know, I don't mean literal death. I'm talking about, you know, metaphorical or, for the most part. And just, you know, just sit with all of this and, you know, sit with the idea of authority, sovereignty, wisdom, tradition, necessity, the bare bones, getting down to the bare bones, stripping yourself down. Who are you at your very core? And, you know, this is going to be the rebirth time period for Saturn. So, you know, all planets go through a phasal relationship with the Sun, where they're considered to be, you know, because the Sun is life-giving, when they can join the Sun, they're said to be reborn. And this is what's happening on Thursday, on the solstice. The Sun will conjoin Saturn and breathe new life into Saturn, and the life will be the life of Capricorn. So it's a very important day, and it's about breathing new life into the old traditions, hopefully in a good way. You know, and we as individuals can decide, you know, to listen to our inner authority and to breathe, you know, life into the places within us that hold respect. You know, a lot of this is about respect and honoring the tradition. But we also have to be aware of the traditions that are ready to die. You know, when is it time to lay to rest to something? So, it's a big conversation. And we're going to be having a lot more conversations about this. So, you know, today's a new moon, and, you know, we have to be, you know, thinking about the end of the Saturn and Sagittarius period. And, you know, what that means. Saturn is very old now, but Saturn will be very young soon. So I think I'm going to end the show there. And I think we're okay. I think we've covered enough ground for today. So thank you so much for listening. Again, my name is June Rose Trimbach, and I'm based in Olympia, Washington. My website is juneroseastrology.com. And this show plays every Tuesday at 9 a.m. on Hollow Earth Radio. That's KHUH 104.9 FM Seattle. Or you can listen online at hollowearthradio.org. And I will be with you next week to talk about next week's astrology. So thank you so much. Take care.